Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Squires. You may know him as the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's really good to be here again.
All right. It's great to have you, and I'm excited to discuss the wide world, the exciting world of Medicare. And for our listeners, definitely take this information down. I think we may trip a few triggers today. It's going to catch your attention.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. If you have questions for Mark or his team, here's the number, 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871. And if you're outside of the Kansas City area, Mark and his team serve clients in most of the states around the entire country. So do not be shy. 816, just give that number a call, 816-399-4871. Or you could always log on. It's an excellent website, lifewithmedicare.com. If you're on Facebook, just do a quick search for the Medicare Whisperer, and you can like them and follow them on Facebook as well. So there we go. All right. So, Mark, what is a SEP?
A SEP. That's spelled S-E-P.
S-E-P.
That's a special enrollment period. Okay. Now, a few weeks ago, we were on together, and we talked about the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period that lasts from January 1st to March 31st, and March 31st is coming. It's Easter, by the way.
Yeah, Easter. That's right. Easter's early this year.
It is.
It feels early, yeah.
It is, and Thanksgiving will be late.
Yeah, exactly.
So. And it'll be exciting to see what Mr. Kuecker is smoking on the smoker for Easter dinner.
I'm not smoking anything, so I'm just going with your basic ham, and the smoker's going to stay in mothballs for a couple more weeks, and then I'll fire it up. I'll let you know.
I won't get on Facebook Sunday then.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, special enrollment period. So people will tell you, you know, you're going to hear commercials in the next, 24 hours or so, if you're going to make a change, do it now, urgent, got to do it now. Well, we call that the lock-in period, but not necessarily. If you notice, things with the government aren't always set in stone.
Yeah.
And Medicare has come up with this something called a special enrollment period, and there's different qualifications for that, and not everybody qualifies. But one of those is, let's say that you were to move outside of your plan's coverage area. So if you're here, well, if you're in Kansas City, where I happen to live, and you move to, let's just say, Tunis, Missouri. Do you know where Tunis, Missouri is?
I have no idea.
Well, it does exist. It's very, very small. It's in southwest Missouri.
Okay.
Not too far from Springfield.
Okay.
Well,
yep.
if you were on a Medicare Advantage plan in Kansas City, where I live, and you moved to Tunis, Missouri, your Medicare Advantage plan wouldn't be good in that county.
So it's a county-by-county situation.
County-by-county, meaning you would have a special enrollment period.
Okay.
Now, I'm not telling you, if you don't like your Medicare Advantage plan, to move across the state to enroll in a new one so you can move across the state again to enroll in a new one. That's not what we're talking about.
That's
called fraud.
And maybe don't move to Tunis just because of that. I'm sure it's a beautiful place, but...
Well, I've never been there many times, so I don't know. Anyway, but one of the other special enrollment periods is something called we call it in my world, the disaster SEP, a disaster-related special enrollment period.
Mm.
And there's many different kinds of disasters. Right now in the state of Missouri, we have one because we're under an extreme drought in the state. So if you're walking through your yard and you trip over a crack in the ground,
yeah,
believe it or not, if you live in the state of Missouri, you have a drought-related special enrollment period.
So they call a drought a disaster?
Well, apparently the governor did.
Okay. All right. I see, that surprises me a little bit, but I guess it kind of makes sense.
Well, if you're a farmer.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah.
And up until January 29th, Kansas was under a high wind disaster SEP. Governor Kelly in Kansas declared a disaster because of high winds in probably the last week, I think, of December. So Medicare capitulated and said, oh, we'll give you a disaster SEP.
For how long? Just during that declared period
right.
time?
Yeah.
Like a week or whatever?
Yeah, it's limited time. I've never seen it less than 30 days. Most of the time,
okay.
It's about 90 days.
I'll
is what
be darn.
I've seen.
Okay.
And I've seen them, you know, and you don't know where they're going on. Well, we do because we get reports on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you may see one for earthquakes when we see major earthquake. Now, the little 3.5 they had in the Kansas City area a couple of weeks ago, that's not going to trigger a disaster SEP.
Yeah. Yeah.
But California, well, pretty much the whole state of California is on a disaster SEP most of the time. But it doesn't necessarily always equal the entire state. It can be just a region.
Okay.
So hurricanes often trigger that.
There you go.
Tornadoes, blizzards. I fully expect that probably Kansas, at least part of Kansas, will be under a disaster SEP because of the blizzard they had earlier this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's little things like that. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. Floods are another one that we see that quite often.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you are not thrilled with your Medicare Advantage plan.
And the wind is blowing hard.
And the wind is blowing hard, or you're in a drought, or there's been an earthquake, or...
Yeah, or it snowed a couple inches.
And you drive a Hyundai, but the disaster SEPs don't last forever.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you might want to explore changing a Medicare Advantage plan during the rest of the year, what we call ROI, remember, we haven't talked about ROI yet. We talked about ROI last month.
I think, briefly, yeah.
Yeah. So... give us a call. We can look up your area, and we can tell you if you are under a disaster SEP.
All right, so you told me I was going to learn something I'd never heard of, and that you're exactly right. So I had no clue that we had this type of – that's a kind of a huge exception. It's a huge advantage mm-hmm. for the customer that they don't have to wait until mm-hmm. October the 15th through December the 7th and all of that stuff.
That's right. There may be that opportunity. And it's the old thing. It's like one of my children used to say, well, Dad, if I don't ASK, I'll never GET. If you don't ask, the answer is automatically no. So we can check that for you. Now, if you're happy with your Medicare Advantage plan, don't be looking to change.
Yeah.
But one of the things I'll tell you, if you call the 1-800 number on the TV, they're probably not going to do this. They're just going to tell you do qualify, you don't qualify.
Yep.
Whereas when you work with local brokers, professional brokers, that's a whole different thing. We know what these rules are, and we know how to use them to your benefit.
So if that caught your attention like it caught mine, and you're like, wait a minute, we don't have to wait that long. Maybe there could be one of these special exceptions. Reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871, or log on to the wonderful website lifewithmedicare.com.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. So why do you do what you do?
How much time do we have?
Well, we've got a couple of minutes.
Okay.
we could go into the next segment if you want to.
Place your bids, folks, right now. So I'll give you the short version. Starting on about December 3rd, 1994, I was walking out the door to go to a friend's visitation in the blue wall phone in the kitchen. Remember the wall phone in the kitchen?
I do.
It rang, and I looked at the blue clock that was above the kitchen sink from the front door, and I said, I have time to take this call. And I answered it, and it was my sister going, Mark, this is your sister. I'm not going to say her name.
Yeah.
But I'm calling to let you know that Grandma Jessie just died.
Oh.
And with that call, that was the beginning of about a 7-year period of life where I lost every family member I had except for my children.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank God I still have my children.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was the person in the family. I came out of the trucking industry, and I was working as a parts manager for a Great Dane trailer dealership.
Yep.
And suddenly I was in front of a fire hose. This was before Google.
Yeah.
And you had to go to a building called a library.
I'm not sure. Yeah. do they have any? We have those. We still have those.
Smart people. They're called reference librarians.
There we are.
So I got a fire hose education in VA, Medicare, Medicaid, pension plan elections, 401k options, and I could go on and on and on. Well, that period culminated a few years later when my first wife met me at the door and said good luck with my kids and my dad, and I became the caregiver to her dad for the last 13 months of his life.
Oh, wow.
And I had to quit my job. And when it was time to go back to work, short version, I realized my brain understood all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I thought, well, maybe God brought me through this for a little bit higher calling. And so I prayed about it. And he's like, this is what I want you to do till you turn 84, till I call you home, whichever comes first.
Wow.
And I want to be the world's oldest monster truck driver, so I have to go into training at age 84 so I can drive the monster truck when I'm 85. So, hashtag goals.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the very, very short version. I think it's out on the website. I think the story's out there. But that's really why I do what I do, to be able to help people navigate these things that I did by myself and to help them make sense to them and build it around them, not around somebody else's agenda.
Because of your experience, this is personal for you. I already know that. Before knowing your story, I already knew this was personal for you.
It's a mission. It's not a job. It's not a career. It's not a business. It's a mission.
Yeah. Yeah. Reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. He will take phenomenal care of you and your family. 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And now the Senior Care Life question of the week. If you get an email saying it's from Medicare asking for your information and to scan the QR code, you absolutely should respond. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you get an email saying it's from Medicare asking for your information and to scan the QR code, you absolutely should respond. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... false. The answer is false. And Mark, why don't we address that here just in a few minutes?
I think that's a great idea.
All right. I'm here in studio with my friend and special guest, Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. If you have questions, if you want to get a second look at your Medicare, or if you're very, if that got your attention, what Mark was talking about earlier with some of these, was it special?
SEPs. Special election period.
Election, yeah, yeah. Special election period. Okay, with all of these like disaster exceptions, I'm like, oh wow, I had no clue that existed. That might be a perfect opportunity to take a look at some other options. Call Mark at 816-399-4871, or you could also go online at lifewithmedicare.com. All right, so Mark, you talked about just a very brief version of your story. Folks could read the whole story on your website, but you lost the majority of your family, all of your family, like you, mm-hmm. except for your children, and thank God for that. Mm-hmm. And so it helps me understand a little more that this is very personal for you. And like you said, it's a mission. Let's talk about some of the ways that your firm is different.
Well, thank you for asking the question. Can we have a little bit of a Latin lesson?
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, the premise of my company is a Latin phrase. It's primum non nocere.
Okay.
And for those of you who have taken the Hippocratic Oath or in the medical field, you know that I just said first, do no harm. And I have a number of employees, and one of the things I teach and I preach and I try to live is do the right thing for the right reason at the right time in the right way. Now, there are some corporations out there that have that as their mission or vision statement, whatever that is, but that's really what we try to live. Now, if you come by our office, you're probably not going to see that posted on the wall because I would rather it be in their hearts, not on the wall.
Yeah. It's not a marketing slogan or an HR rah-rah slogan.
No.
It's a real thing.
Right. It's the golden rule. Yeah. Treat people the way you want to be treated.
Yep.
Think of everybody as your grandmother or, you know, a widow down the street and take care of them thusly. So what we are not is we're not a call center. I don't have 200 agents working there answering the phone and trying their best to sell you something. We don't go knock on door. That's borderline illegal today, but people still do it. Mm. We're not going to knock on your door. I'm in a position where I get to handpick the people who work in my company.
Yep.
And if they have some experience, I want to know about their character. If they have no experience, I want to know about their character.
Yep.
And then I'll train them the way I want them trained. And we have a specific process. And that process is take this crazy thing called Medicare, simplify it as much as possible, but always do it while we're putting the client's best interest first.
Yep.
Again, that's kind of moral code. It's what we should do. And we train and we monitor the process. If any of our agents happen to be listening to this, you know, there have people you have met with that I know personally that are giving me a report on exactly, and I'm not spying on them. I just want to know that we're doing things the right way. And I sit in on meetings occasionally myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, like anything else, if you're going to have quality, you have to monitor that.
It's called quality control, quality assurance. Mm-hmm. That's the right thing to do. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
And believe it or not, I mean, you've been kind enough for several years to have me on your show. And there's a couple of other radio hosts that will occasionally have me on. But we operate by referral. You have been kind enough to make some referrals to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, my goal is when somebody makes a referral, I want that person they refer to have a world-class experience, because the second goal is to get another referral. And if we don't do the job right, those dry up.
Yep.
And,
that's right.
And, you know, we don't send blind mailings. We don't do TV commercials. I'm pretty sure no football star is ever going. Now, wait, if Andy Reid ever retires, I'm going to try to get him to do his Medicare through us and be our spokesman.
There you go. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. So, you know, Andy, if you're listening to Senior Care Live with host Steve Kuecker, when you're ready to retire, call us.
Yep.
But operating by referral, well, you referred your mom.
I did.
And let me tell you, when you refer your mom or your mother-in-law, you own it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And let me
say this, and you already know my mom, but if it didn't go well, I would absolutely know about it. I would hear about it like every minute mm-hmm. of every day. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't hear about it, so this is a good thing.
That's right. In fact, she says, I just love that Mark Squires.
Oh.
He's the nicest guy. No, she really does. So you have taken great care of my mom.
I love your mom, too. I love the entire Kuecker family. So
you haven't met my kids, but anyways.
Well, that's true, but you know, they're your spawn. They got to be good.
Yeah.
So one of the things that is a core value of what we do is we give back to the community. So what happens is somebody makes a referral, their friend or loved one gets a world-class experience with us, then they get a little gift card that we send them legally. But we also put about $10 into what we call the charity account. And then once a year in the first quarter of the year, always the first quarter of the year, because you might guess with being in the Medicare business, we're a little busy during the fourth quarter.
That's right. Yeah.
we will choose some local charities, and I mean local. You know, nothing against nationally known charities, but we want local. And then we make donations so that the people who refer people to us mm-hmm. are participating in our serving of the community.
Yeah.
And that's really how we see our business. You know, if you run into me at the grocery store, I hope you're saying, hey, there's my friend Mark, my Medicare guy, not, oh, head for the baby food aisle. There's no way he'll go over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so, but we try to do that. And then we don't do the telethon check. We have, IRS kind of says, you kind of have to let people know about this.
Yeah.
But we don't do the big telethon check. We just try to give to the community. This year, our major major gift was to an affiliate of the Children's Mercy Heart Institute.
Okay.
And there were some other charities. But we are focused on the relationship. Yes, we have to do business, but we're focused on the relationship to trying to make our client's life better. You know what? Even if they don't become a client, we still want to try to make their life better in some way. Somebody they can trust and count on to give them good, solid advice and to care about them. And one of the big things is we don't talk about this enough, but for our clients, we have lifetime claim support. We speak Medicare so they don't have to. So if there's a problem with a doctor bill, a hospital bill, call us. We've got Pat. Pat Clark loves to get on the phone and argue with insurance companies. It's like sport for her.
And let me say that's a rare person right there, because most people want to avoid that at all costs.
Oh, Pat loves it. She just loves it. She gives them the grandma voice, and I'm telling you. They'll either comply or they'll be loved to death, depending on who they are. But you know, we do that for our clients because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is amazing. And you talk about, you know, doing the right thing at the right time for the right reason and all of those sort of things. Mm-hmm. Quick example, I took my mom in. She was on a Medicare Part F, which is incredible, pays for everything, but the premium was getting up towards $300. She said, mm-hmm. have you ever heard about a plan N, as in Nancy? And I'm like, I've never heard of that. I've never heard of that. You explained it. It's very close to F with a couple, just minimal copays, and you have to pay the Part B deductible, I believe, and that's it. But otherwise, it pays the same, and it's a fraction of the cost. It's like $120 a month or something like that versus almost $300, and we're like, oh, this is a no-brainer. So I have experienced, Mark, doing the right thing, the right time for the right reason. If you want to experience that, reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And we'll have more with Mark coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Well, let's get into this right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, Mark. So we had talked earlier on the Senior Care Live question of the week about an email appearing that it's from Medicare and it has a QR code on it. And obviously we said, don't do it. Don't open it. Don't respond. Let's go ahead and unpack that.
We've had reports, and I've seen reports nationally on some national news outlets, where this scam is going around. And what is this? Somebody will get an email and it looks like it's from Medicare. It may have a Medicare card or the CMS logo. The return address might have the word Medicare in it, but if it's like medicare@gmail.com, you ought to know better. Right? Okay.
No one ever clicks on that to see the actual email account, though, or email address.
Well, I do. Anyway.
I do too, but yeah. Most people that fall for these scams are like, oh, it looks real. And they don't investigate it far enough, I guess.
Yeah. So, well, this email will have, it'll be very quickly worded. You know, we are updating your email and telephone records. We've made a simple way for you that just scan the QR code with your cell phone. It will update automatically. Automatically.
Oh, boy.
It'll update something. But the fact is, if you're getting an email that's unsolicited that has a QR code that tells you to do something to update, if you scan that, well, let's go back. I mean, the truth is Medicare already knows who you are. They know where you are. And they probably know your email address because they, in theory, just sent you an email, even though it's not really from Medicare.
Right.
But if you scan the QR code, what happens is the nefarious sender who sent you this email will now have total access to and control of your cell phone. And they do mean wicked, nasty things. Because then they may be able to get to other sensitive information. And, you know, we're not going to have a segment about identity theft, but medical identity theft is worth more on the dark web than financial identity theft.
Wow.
If they're getting that information, you're for sale.
So
you really want to protect that. Medicare has your information. They don't need to send you a QR code, and the truth is, scanning QR codes. I don't want to sound like I'm just running around saying everybody's being scammed all the time.
Yeah.
But QR codes are great, but they can have some problems, and if you're just randomly scanning QR codes from emails you get, it could cause you a lot of problem, and to settle a typical identity theft issue is about 300 hours of labor. So don't do it, people. Don't do it, please.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is one that the Medicare Whisperer cannot help you with. But this true story. I was typing up our notes for today's program.
Yeah.
And heard from one of my agents, and he goes, just got another one. I go, was it contagious? You know, what is it? And he's like, no, we just got an email from, and I'm not going to say the name.
Yeah.
And they forwarded it to me and asked me if this looked legitimate to me. Well, there you go. So it's real time. It's happening. I don't wish I knew what the next scam was going to be. I'd warn you about it. But that's what we see going on right now.
Right after this segment, I am going to call my mom, and she's pretty in tune with, I mean, she's not technology savvy at all, but she's pretty in tune with, well, I just don't open it. But you never know. I mean, if it looks official, you never know. It's very tempting, like, oh, well, I better take care of this now.
Well, tell her I said hi when you call.
Okay, I will do. So if you get an email supposedly from Medicare. It may look super official, and it'll ask you for some information. It'll ask you to scan the QR code. Do not walk away from that. Run away from that. Delete it. Report it. But the bottom line is, don't take the bait.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, Mark. Every time I hear about a scam like that, I am, just like you, I'm very protective of our seniors. Mm-hmm. Papa Bear's claws come out. It makes me so mad. When is it going to end? It'll never end, I guess. But this is just the latest scam in a long list of scams that are just washing over the entire country.
They are, and we don't know what the next one's going to be, but I promise you, the scammers are already planning it. They already have it ready to implement, because they go on about a 2 to 3 week cycle. And when we talked last time, it was the have you got your new plastic Medicare ID card? So there's something coming. FCC last week issued a new regulation. Now, regulation is not a law; it's a regulation.
Yep.
That artificial intelligence based voice cannot be used in solicitation telephone calls.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know how they're going to police that.
How are you going to prove that?
Yeah, I mean, if you get a phone call from me and it sounds like my voice, well, how do you know that it was done artificially?
Yeah.
And
oh boy.
So again, the government is paying attention to this. I don't know they have the solution, but they we just won't chase that one. But
yeah.
So
yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk about how the company gets paid and how the agents get paid.
That is really an important thing. Now, folks, this may shock you, but insurance agents are paid by commission.
Yep.
And the insurance companies, when we complete an enrollment and it gets approved by Medicare, we get paid a commission. But those commissions, Steve, are regulated by Medicare, by CMS. It can be no more or no less than what CMS says it can be.
Okay. I didn't realize that either. Mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah. All right. Every year we get the final rule, and then it gets amended, then it's the final rule again, then it gets amended, then it's the final rule, and finally we get the final rule. We mean it this time.
It sounds like the government.
It is the government. So they're all the same. So a Medicare Advantage, whether it's with the green company, the blue company, the purple company, or the plaid company, it doesn't matter. They all pay the same. Now, certain states like California, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and D.C., which D.C. is not a state, but they have a little bit higher rate. But it's the same for everything.
Yep.
Okay. And the companies, the insurance companies, are not allowed to pay the agents a bonus or a spiff on sales. They can't say, well, if you sell so many of these Medicare Advantage plans, we'll give you an extra $3,000. They can't do that. It's against the law.
Volume incentive and all those things. Yep.
Right. And what I've chosen to do is my agents are on salary.
Okay.
Because we want to do the right thing. If they're on salary, they're not worried about making their car payment, their house payment, buying formula for their babies. We had 3 office babies in 2022, and we have one on the way now.
Oh, boy. Yep.
And I don't want them worried about that. I want them to be able to live a very comfortable life, and I want them to do the right thing for the right reason, the right time, and the right way.
There it is.
And so we kind of block all of that stuff. I happen to think it's very abusive to bring somebody in this business and say, well, you're straight commission, good luck, Godspeed.
Yeah.
You know, I want to take care of my people so that they take care of our clients.
Yeah.
So this is the reason that one of the 2 reasons we don't charge fees for Medicare consultations, well, that and the fact it's illegal. But if it was legal, we wouldn't do it because it's unethical.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now there are some new rules coming down the pike from CMS on April 5th. We don't know what that's going to look like in the future, but I'm confident that my business model will stay the same. And I'm still going to take care of those agents so that when you call, you're going to get somebody who's not worried about making their next commission. They're not going to be tempted to, quote unquote, sell you something. They're going to educate you and let you make a decision. And one of the things that happens a lot with us, Steve, is we get that referral and we don't make a sale.
Yep.
That sounds like I'm bragging about it, but that's not the point. The point is, if it's not the right thing, we're not going to make a sale. You would be shocked at how many referrals come from the people we say, by the way, what you're doing is the right thing, so don't change anything. And if somebody tries to talk you into it,
Yeah.
And that's just the way we're going to do it. I don't want ever to have a temptation to do the wrong thing.
See, so how many other shops or offices are set up like that, salary? Because I would think that's probably somewhat rare.
All of your call centers are set up hourly plus app fee. So
okay.
There's one major one. I won't say the name. From what I understand, that there's a call center. So you're calling in from that 1-800 number from Joe mm-hmm. or Jim or Martha.
Yeah, right.
Your favorite Martha.
Martha's my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so grumpy.
She is. Well, until she gets on her, you know, she gets her free grumpy medication. But those agents are typically paid an hourly rate of $25, $30 an hour plus $10 to $20 an application. Now, if an application's paying that company $640 and they're only paying the agent $20, there's a problem.
Yeah.
I don't personally know of any other of my peers and colleagues in this business that are set up the way we are.
Yeah. So this sounds unusual. I think it sounds fantastic. And frankly, I think you're set up the right way. So anytime I go into a situation where I'm looking for a product or a service and they're on commission, I feel the pressure. Mm-hmm. Every time, because that's the model. Every time I deal with something like that where they're on salary, it doesn't hurt their pocketbook one way or the other, whether I buy their service or product or not. Mm-hmm. I don't feel the pressure.
That's right. And we want a long-term relationship with everybody we meet because things change in Medicare all the time. So whether we do something today that generates revenue doesn't matter because we know in a year, two, three, 4 years, something's going to change. A life situation. We just had a lady call, had been on a Medicare supplement, switched to a Medicare Advantage to save money, just got a cancer diagnosis. And because we know what we're doing, we were able to get her back on her supplement without answering any health questions.
Perfect. So if this is catching your attention, reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. Fantastic as always.
It's always fun being here. I enjoy it. And thanks for having me on. And good luck to everybody.
You bet. All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we're going to change gears here and talk about something that gets on my nerves, actually. Maybe I'm a little too tuned into this, but I want to talk about the term memory care, what it means, and then at what levels of care can you find that? Because just here lately, recently, I have talked to so many people, and they're like, yeah, Steve, you know, where mom's getting her rehab, they said she needs memory care. And I said, well, at what level? Well, just memory care. I'm like, so at the assisted living level or at the long-term care level or at the home plus level or at the residential care or CF level of care? Well, just memory care. She just needs memory care. And so what they have been taught by folks out in the marketplace is you have assisted living and you have memory care. Oh, no, Steve. She doesn't need assisted living. She needs memory care. So I'm like, all right. If I'm hearing this a lot here lately, as you know, a lot of times I'll take that as the nudge to explain that or maybe correct that in this case on the program, because if I'm hearing it, so is everyone else. So let's talk about what is memory care. Memory care is not a licensure. There is no licensure. There's no state or federal driven regulations on memory care, like there is for assisted living, long-term care, residential care, et cetera, et cetera. This is as simple and as straightforward as I can say it. And usually when I explain it like this, people are like, oh, well, that makes sense. Well, why did they explain it this way? And I'm like, I have no idea. Look, I'm out here trying to standardize the terminology, and I don't think I'm winning yet. But I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on trying. Memory care, it's this simple. Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. Period. That's it. me say it again. Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. And the cognitive impairment could be from dementia, one of the many forms of dementia, could be from Alzheimer's. Here recently, I've worked with families needing placement for their loved one who has Parkinson's with the Parkinson's-related dementia. In the past, I've worked with many, many families searching for a placement to care for their loved one who had a stroke and it left them with cognitive impairment. So it's a result of the stroke. But I'm just going to hammer this home. Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. There's a lot that goes into that special type of care that we call memory care. Now, the number one reason that a resident with cognitive impairment would need, quote unquote, memory care is if they become an elopement risk. Now, the industry calls it an elopement risk. You may, maybe in more of a common term, you might call it a flight risk, where a person may wander away from the building intentionally or unintentionally and put themselves in harm's way. So let's give a couple of examples. The lower level of elopement risk is someone with dementia, and they're not trying to cause any problems whatsoever. But they look outside and they're like, huh, I wonder what is that? That looks interesting. And so they walk outside to check it out. It's 0 degrees. It's 100 degrees. They walk out into traffic. And because of their dementia, their cognitive impairment, they don't understand these are bad things. And they're not trying to cause any trouble whatsoever, but they unintentionally put themselves at risk or in harm's way. So it's important to keep that person safe by being in a memory care neighborhood where the doors have codes on them. So you have to remember the code to get out. And most folks with dementia are not going to remember that code. You can leave the area. You just need to be accompanied for your own security and safety. The higher level of elopement risk would be called exit seeking. So again, you have cognitive issues, you're not thinking quite right, and you look around and you're like, that's a pretty nice place, but this isn't my house, this isn't where I live. I'm going home, I'm out of here. And there they go, they're trying to get out. They're trying the doors because they're very determined that they're going to go home. So that is a much higher level. You really have to keep an eye on these particular residents, and God bless them. This is all due to this disease, this terrible disease. So that would be the number one reason to need quote unquote memory care, which is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment, the coded doors where you have a safe space. And then the next most common reason that you would need quote unquote memory care is if you easily become overstimulated and maybe even agitated by too much stimulation. There are too many people. It's too bright. There are too many noises. There's just a lot going on. There's just a lot happening around you. And it's hard to process all of that. And it could set you off and become very belligerent or aggressive or agitated or irritated. So for that person, they just can't process all of that stimulation. So you would need to go to memory care where it's a smaller area, it's a smaller space, fewer residents, less stimulation. The activity programming is more activities, shorter period of time. There's more staffing there. They're trained in redirection. They're prepared for sundowning. There's a lot that goes into it. But let me say this. That special type of care can be offered at the assisted living level of care where you need help with your activities of daily living, such as bathing, dressing, grooming. They dispense your medications. They can help you use the restroom. They can help you with incontinence support. That type of care, you can find memory care at that level of care. Okay? You could also find memory care at the long-term care level of care, which is that's the medical model where you may need a lot heavier physical care. There may be wound care needs. You may have diabetic needs with insulin injection, pain management, you may have a catheter, you may have tube feeding, et cetera, et cetera. You're in more in that medical space. So memory care is not a place. It is a special type of care that can be delivered for people needing that assisted living level of care as well as the long-term care community level of care. It's really, really confusing, and but it's not confusing for us at Senior Care Consulting. If you need help with your placement, we would be honored to help you and your family at 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.